Right now, I want to get to our guest for today's Current Sports. He has been waiting oh so patiently. He's one of my favorite guys, favorite players I've ever covered. You guys know him well, Spartan fans. His name is Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nairn Jr., former Michigan State men's basketball captain, now in a player development role with the NBA's Phoenix Suns and author of Purpose Driven, which he'll, you know, talk about in just a moment as well. Tum is now an author. How about that? Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nairn Jr. Tum, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? How are you? You all right?
Always good chatting with you. And Spartan Nation is, of course, incredibly proud of you, now out in Phoenix working with the NBA's Phoenix Suns. Before we dive into what you're up to, and we'll, of course, talk about your incredible book, I just want to ask, Tum, I mean, where were you at and what was your reaction when you watched your Spartans book that ticket to Mini for the Final Four?
Man, I was at the crib in Arizona. I was at my apartment downstairs. We got like a big screen TV downstairs. And you know, everybody in the apartment was watching the game, and I was just sitting there. You know, I don't really have no reaction during the game. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just sit there and I watch. I kind of talk in my head to the players, like almost as if I'm coaching them. But when Cassius dribbled the ball out, like my eyes just welled up with tears because like I'm so happy that they got there. And I told Cassius the day before, or maybe 2 days before, I said, man, like I sent a text to the whole team and I told them, I said, y'all got two more games, and I promise you, y'all will make a memory that you will never forget in your life. You know, because you know, I played in the Final Four, and when I went there, I still think about that feeling. And I told them that they were gonna, you know, experience something that they never experienced before. So when I watched them dribble the ball out, my eyes just welled up with tears because I was happy that those guys are now actually getting a chance to experience something that I was fortunate enough to experience. So I was happy. I just lifted my hands up in the air and I'm like, yeah, we back.
Amazing, amazing moment. And you know, when you did speak with Cassius, Tum, what was his reaction when you told him, look, man, if you guys get this done, this will be a memory that will last a lifetime. What was the feedback that you got from Cassius when speaking with him?
I said, look, he said, man, it's going to be crazy. I said, look, all your hard work in the summer is about to pay off. And he responded to me, said, man, this is crazy. So I just, after the game, I called him and I was like, I told you the feeling you were going to have. And he was like, man, you're not lying. And then I told him, I said, you might as well go ahead and finish it.
And they're two games away from doing that. And Tum, you mentioned when you went to the Final Four in 2015, I remember following that team on its way to Indianapolis, Indiana at Lucas Oil Stadium. What memories come to mind when you think about that experience for you?
Man, I think just knowing, man, that a lot of people play college basketball and, you know, a lot of people never get there, you know, never get to experience what it is to be in a Final Four, you know, so many teams that's out there trying to, you know, win a national championship. And then for you to be one of four to actually really, really have that opportunity in that last weekend, I can just remember one of my greatest memories from there is, you know, when we were practicing, I was stretching, and Coach Izzo was standing up, and he was just walking up and down the court, and I looked at him, he had tears in his eyes, and I said, Coach, what does it feel to be back? And he was like, man, it's a joy, it's unbelievable. And, he had been there, this was his seventh time, and the way he was reacting as if it was his first time there, you know, so, you know, it just shows how much he doesn't take for granted getting to that point.
Not at all, Tum. And you know what? When you look at Tom Izzo's passion, and he is such an emotional guy. I mean, you saw him when the buzzer sounded after Cassius dribbled out the clock. You saw him welling up with tears. He did the same when he addressed the crowd at the Breslin Center during the pep rally. His emotion is what fuels him, and it's also what makes him such a great, not just coach, but he's more than that. He's like a family member to you guys. You know, he's like a father figure to many of you, right? So with that being said, Tum, I'm curious to know what were your thoughts when Izzo was criticized by some, and many had his back, though, but he was criticized by some for going at Aaron Henry earlier on in the tournament.
Man, I was just telling somebody about that. I'm like, look, man, like, when the average person looks on TV and they watch Coach Izzo and they see how he coaches and his passion, you know, if you don't know him personally, you would look at him like, yo, what is this dude doing? But if you know him personally, you would look at it like, man, that's coach being coach. First of all, you come to college and you tell this man that you want to play for a national championship, you want to play for a Final Four, you want to play in the NBA, you want to do all these things. And first of all, you say you want to do all those things, but you've never done them before. But you're saying them to somebody who's done it before, who's won a national championship, who's got players to the NBA, who's made it to Final Four. So he knows what it takes to get there. And when you tell him you want to get there, he's going to hold you accountable to the standard that you told him you wanted to be held at. So for me, I mean, obviously some people are going to criticize him. People that don't know him personally, that don't know how much this man actually cares about you as a human being, would then take it the wrong way. But me, I didn't even talk to him about that situation because I'm like, that's nothing. I know that Coach loved Aaron, and I know that Aaron loved Coach, and I know that what Coach was doing was pushing him. Like, you know, he wanted to be held accountable when he came to Michigan State, and that's what Coach Izzo, that's what he does, man. That's who he is. Like, people don't understand. He always tells his players, I want you to live out your dream like I got the chance to live out my dream. So I'm going to do whatever I can in my power to help you to get there. So I'm going to push you more than sometimes you push yourself. And, like, a lot of players, like, you can ask a lot of players this. A lot of players say that they believe Coach Izzo wants them to make it to their dreams and achieve and accomplish whatever they want to accomplish more than they do sometimes themselves, because that's just the kind of passion he has. So I just looked at it and I said, yep. I said, get on him, Coach.
I love it, Tom. And you know what? What a lot of people don't understand, too, because, you know, I've been covering these huddles for a long, long time. Izzo, he likes when you guys go back at him from time to time, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, with Coach, is a two-way street, man. It's like, and he's not yelling at you because he wants to make you feel bad. He's yelling at you because he cares. It's what a parent would do anyway. Like, so I don't get why people wouldn't understand it. Like, he's gonna push you, but he cares. Like, if this was a guy that would yell at you and scream at you and, you know, without, like, you had no clue that he actually cared about you. But when you know that he cares about you and that he loves you, like, he would yell at you and then the next second wrap his arm around you. And then you look at a senior night when his players are leaving and then you say, oh, how can a guy yell? That shows how much he cares. Like, and, you know, it's just, I love it, man.
Nothing like it. Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are talking with Lou Rawls, Tum Tum Nairn Jr., former Michigan State men's basketball captain, one of the greatest leaders this program has ever seen. He's now in a player development role with the NBA's Phoenix Suns and author of Purpose Driven. Tum, can you give us some insight for those who have never laced up the kicks for Michigan State men's basketball, never been to a Final Four? For you, can you give us some insight into what is this week like? What is the preparation like for the Final Four? What's the buzz around campus like? Can you take us inside of practice? Yeah. What's the conversations that you as players are having? What was that week like? What is this week like?
Man, the week is unbelievable, you know, because it's the last week. You know, we always, you know, when we get into tournament mode, we just say win the weekend. So you win the weekend, you survive, you advance, you get there. But, you know, everything is different when it comes to the Final Four weekend. Like, class, like, you go into class, you feel different. You like, man, like we just helped our university, you know, in a position where, you know, it's only four teams left, you know, it's only three other schools that can say, oh, I'm still playing college basketball at this time of the year. And, you know, the practices are so much, like, there's so much detail. The coaches watch so much film. Like, you actually walk through as much, like, more than you practice, like, because walk through becomes your practices around tournament time. You walk through so much, you will go to your room, come back down, walk through, get some food, go back to your room, come back down, walk through, watch film. You know, it's so much detail because you want to be the only team, you know, standing, holding up that trophy. And then, you know, you appreciate it because, you know, so many teams, like just say a team that got, like, kicked out in the first game of the tournament, they feel like the season is over. Like, now everybody's watching you. You're still playing the game you love. You're still competing for a chance to do something that a lot of people don't get a chance to do at home. It's just a special thing.
I've always wanted to know this, Tom. The dynamic of playing in a football stadium. You know, it's so different, right? Because there's so much space. There's endless space behind the rim. And I hear players talk about all the time how it's kind of a mental trip shooting on a rim like that because of the depth perception that your mind isn't used to.
The backdrop of it, like, you literally, I mean, you obviously on the stage, but it's like, man, I don't even know how to explain it in words. It feels like everybody in the world is watching you.
Intimidating,
It feels like everybody in the world is watching you. I'm not even kidding. Like, I think at the 2015 Final Four was 70,000 people, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
I don't know. It just feels like everybody's watching you.
My goodness. Does it make that – when it comes to looking at the basket and you see all that space in back, is it much tougher shooting on a rim like that?
It's much tougher even playing on the court because it's like you don't want to – you feel like sometimes you can fall off because it's like it like it's so much room in the back. It's like, oh, this is the court. And then, like, look at all that. This is stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's hard for you to focus kind of really, but – I mean, that's why when you get to that level, it's like it's a more extreme focus.
Without a doubt. I love it, man. Okay, as we're coming up near the end of the hour here, Tom, I want you to just finish this statement for me, okay, and just elaborate a little bit after you finish it.
Say that one more time.
I want you to finish this statement that I have for you and elaborate a little bit after you finish the statement, okay?
Okay.
Michigan State wins a national title if...
Michigan State wins a national title if we take care of the ball and we get the shots that we want to get. We defend, rebound, and we run. We'll be fine, but we got to take care of the ball and get the shots that we want to get. But I really believe that we can do it. I think this is the year. I think this is the year because our team is so unique, man. Like, I love watching them play whenever I get a chance to watch them because – you know, they got the best point guard in college basketball, but, you know, you got one of the best two-way players in the Big Ten in Matt McQuaid. You got a freshman that stepped up big time in Aaron Henry and doing the things he could do offensively and defensively. And you got who I really, really believe is the X factor. I know a lot of people say Aaron Henry is the X factor, but Xavier Tillman, to me, is the X factor of that team. I think... You know, he has such a unique game, but the kid is so tough. He doesn't make many mistakes. And then also you got a player like Kenny that can shoot the ball, that can play defense. That I think we just have the unique dynamic of what you need to win a national championship. And I think if we take care of the ball and if we defend, rebound, and run like we normally do, and we get the shots that we want to get, I think we'll win the national championship.
Very well said, Tom. All right, I know your schedule's crazy. Again, you're with the NBA's Phoenix Suns now, but I'm curious, do you have any time to go to Mini? Will you be there?
No, I won't be there, man. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it still.
Yeah.
I'll probably see if I can, but as of right now, I would say no. But, you know, we just trying to finish up the season up here, so I may just, you know, just kind of chill out and just watch it.
Okay.
Because we've got a road trip coming up, so I may just watch it. But Lord knows, I wish I could be there.
Definitely. And we got to have you back on, too, because I want to really dive into your journey with the NBA's Phoenix Suns. But I want to close things out by having you talk about your new book. I mean, you're an author now, Purpose Driven. Can you tell the audience about, you know, how this came about and what this body of work is?
Well, it just came about. I started writing it like my junior year, and I stopped because it was too difficult to do that and go to school and play basketball at the same time. But I just kind of, you know, I just kind of figured that I went through, you know, a great deal of my life, and figured out that it was not about me. It was about the people that I was born to reach and inspire. And I felt like it was so many people that kind of grew up in the same environments I did and went through the same things I did. But, you know, most people respond to pressure in a negative light, and I wanted to show them how you can respond to pressure and you know, adversity, and use it and take it in a positive light and make the best out of it that you can. And, you know, Eric Thomas is my mentor, and he really, really pushed for me to write the book as soon as I graduated. So I wrote the book in 7 weeks. I wrote it as soon as I graduated. I got to writing every single day for hours and hours. Now, I didn't write the book because I wanted people to know what I went through in my life per se. I wrote the book because I wanted people to see what I went through, and then I wanted people to look at what they are going through in their life and say, okay, if Tom went through this and he can make it the way he's made it to in his life, I can go through whatever I'm going through and make it to where I'm making it to in my life. So it's not that, oh, Tom went through this. I want them to look at themselves and go like, you know what? I could be going through this problem in this situation, but I don't have to respond negative in a negative way. I can use this to help me to make it to my dreams and, you know, go to places that I never even dreamed of going. So that's why I really wrote the book, man. I just wanted to inspire people, just wanted to help them see that, you know what, I know it's hard, I know you're going through a lot, but I promise you, if you understand that there's a purpose behind all the pain that you're going through in your life, like, you can use that. And eventually, like, it will help people and touch people that you probably will never even meet. So that's why I wrote the book.
You see why this guy is so special, right? Lou Rawls, Tum Nearing Jr. The book is called Purpose Driven, The Story of Lou Rawls Nearing Jr. And, Tum, we got to get you back on, dude. I love talking to you, and I tell you all the time how much you inspire me, brother. Keep up the great work. And you got it, man. And one final question. We do have one question from Jack Snevice, our current sports PA here, before we get you out of here with 2 minutes left here. Jack, go ahead, man.
All right, Tum. So, you know, last year there was huge expectations for the team. You know, Miles came back, Jaren recruit, your leadership leading the way. And obviously, you know, on and off the court didn't quite go the way that they expected. So coming into this season, did you actually believe this team had a chance to make the Final Four and go on the run like they have?
If you look at one of my interviews, one of the last interviews I had after the game we lost at Syracuse, somebody asked me what I think is going to happen next year. And in quote, you can look at the interview. I said, hopefully they win it all.
Tom.
I know. I said that because I know after a loss like that, like, I know being at Michigan State, it'll drive you. It'll push you to want to get, you know, to that point that you always say you wanted to get to. And, like, you know, with Coach Izzo, there's always a chance to win. Let's be honest. When he's coaching the team and his coaching staff, you're going to always have a chance to win. But when you have a point guard like you have in Cassius Winston, when you have players like Xavier Tillman and Kenny Goins, like you have a player like Matt McQuaid, you just have unique players all aboard, the players that know how to win. And when you look at the dynamic of the team, you always got a shot, man, at Michigan State. It don't matter. And nobody thought we had a shot at my freshman year. Like, it was called a rebuilding year. So let me tell you this. When you have and nobody's really talking about it, but a player like Josh Langford, and he missed like 26 games, but a player like that turned himself into, you know, a great two-way player as well, and then having him go down and then having Kyle go down. Like this kind of program, like, we use those things to make us closer and, you know, the next man up and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I absolutely thought that they would have a chance to win it all.
Tum, thank you so much, brother. I'll shoot you a message later, but thank you so much for joining us here on this Wednesday edition of Current Sports. My man, love talking with
Tum. Man.